afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We bring you this special radio broadcast in order to give you the very latest information on an amazing phenomenon.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
It's been that way for 2 hours. And the tension is just beginning. Just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. I think something is happening.
So we're talking about the Apple Watch situation, the end of the last segment. In fact, they sold out in the pre-orders within about 6 or 8 minutes when it went live on Thursday for pre-order taking. Is that what you said? For pre-order ordering. With a 4 to 6, maybe even 8 week turnaround time on your pre-orders. If you didn't get in that batch, it's going to be a while. But, you know, the other thing is, of course, too, the Apple Watch is an Apple Watch and works with Apple. Not everybody has an Apple. Many, many, many of us have Android phones. And what kind of alternatives do we have there? Well, we have a lot of alternatives. The one that I'm going to recommend to you right now just recently on Amazon was reduced in price almost 30%. For about $180, you can get a Moto 360 from Motorola. Black stainless steel, kind of a neat analog-looking display when it's displaying the time as one of the options. I mean, there's a lot that this watch does. It's one of the best Android watches you can buy for Android devices using 4.3, version 4.3 or later. A lot of people think this is the best smartwatch you can get. Very highly rated on Amazon, and I think pretty highly of it. Pretty simple looking, which is not a bad thing. I mean, you know what it looks like to me. If you look at the pictures on Amazon, the first thing that occurs to me is Kenneth Cole. Mm-hmm. Doesn't it? Mm-hmm. It is not a Kenneth Cole watch, but if you were to if you know what Kenneth Cole stuff looks like, this looks like it could be one of his things. Very, very, very simple. A lot of black. Black stainless steel watch, leather band, black leather band. They call it Horween leather. I don't know what Horween is.
Doesn't that happen like in the fall and you get dressed up and go out and get candy?
I don't know.
That's kind of weird. I have no idea what that is. Fancy, it's kind of a skin from some weird animal.
That's what it's called. That couldn't be. No. So check it out, Amazon. If you go to Amazon, just put in Moto 360. You'll come up with several vendors selling it. $180, $179 actually is the lowest price I've seen.
I'm going to throw it up on the Facebook pages.
Check it out on the Facebook page. I'm a Motorola fan. I think they do a good job with their smartphones. I think one of the things that happened with Motorola is it got purchased by Google. And when that happened, I think they were able to focus a lot of, in terms of, you know, real simplification in their designs. And they've done it in terms of their battery technology and form. They've done it in terms of how they handle their processors in their smartphones. They've done it in terms of the size of their smartphones. And it kind of goes against some of the intuitive developments that the other companies are getting involved with, where they just get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and that isn't necessarily bad, but I don't necessarily want to be carrying around a 6-inch smartphone. I talked into my wife's LG G3 the other day, and it felt bizarre.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it just felt bizarre. And I went back the other day and pulled out my old Motorola Atrix, and it felt just tiny. So, yeah, it's obviously a personal thing, but I'm a fan of Motorola products. I think this Moto 360 is another good one. You can check it out if you have if you're looking for an Android smartwatch at a good price, this is a good one. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. I was looking at, I was doing a non-show related search during the break of the show. Is that, that's not legal?
No, it's not. What are you doing breaking the law in the air, man?
I actually was I've let the lawn in the backyard go a little too much. What kind of reaction is that?
The lawn.
What kind of reaction is that? This is a desert.
That's hilarious.
I let it assume natural landscaping.
The lawn. You should see my backyard.
Right.
It's not really a backyard.
No, it isn't. And it isn't natural in any stretch of the imagination.
No, but it's like an experiment. It's an ecological experiment.
It is like a desert rust test.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what it is.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, I've let the lawn go a bit. And so I was doing some searches on the internet and, you know, how to get a lawn really looking good as fast as possible. Of course, water is an important part of that. In the desert, water is a tough deal, but we're going to have to do it. 866-8...
You're going to try to grow that grass back there?
Yeah. 866-821-TALK, 866-821-8255.
You're an ecological terrorist by doing that, you know.
Yeah, I am. Well, but we've got a gravel U-shaped driveway in the front.
Yeah, so that doesn't negate the usage of
water in the backyard. We almost never water the gravel, ever. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Okay.
And it's one of the great things about our ubiquitous technology and the ability to search anything at any time. Yeah. It's awesome. I mean, there are many, many, many times, and it's not a bad thing, I don't think, where I'll be right smack in the middle of a conversation, and the person that I'm talking with doesn't have the information, and I don't have the information, and we're talking about something, and go, oh, geez, what about this? And you can look it up instantly, and it's really a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, you always got to be careful and understand that the information you're getting may not be accurate.
You mean like the size of the galaxy?
Well, and like the antenna. One of the reasons it took me so long to put that antenna together, it took me 15 minutes to put the antenna together. It took me 6 weeks to really feel comfortable that I had the data that I needed to have. Mm-hmm. 90% of the antenna plans on the internet for over-the-air HDTV digital and television are not bad plans in general. They're mostly right. The problem with antennas is they have to be accurately built. I mean, a quarter of an inch can make a difference. And it took me forever to really feel comfortable. I just researched and researched and re-researched. And finally, I got to the point where it felt comfortable with the data that I had and finally built the antenna. It took me 15 minutes to make it, maybe not even that long. And weeks and weeks and weeks to research it. And then now, you know, I'll admit probably a little overboard on my part in terms of, you know, double, triple, quadruple. What's the word for 25? Yeah, checking to get the exact measurements because I knew how important it was. You just don't build it. And, you know, although you can get away with, you know, depending on where you are, you can actually get away with some, depending on where you are. If you take a cable TV cable, you know, like RG6, RG9, and you strip off 8 inches of the cover, all the cover, both the, you know, the plastic, the metal, the wire mesh that goes around it, and then the next layer of, so that you just got a single strand of 8-inch copper wire sticking out of the end of that, and you plug that into your TV, depending on where you are, that can work really well.
Wow.
Kind of silly, but true.
Right.
But then you want to build a real antenna. If you're a quarter inch off, it can completely blow it up. So you do have to be careful about searching on the internet about these things. Well, you can tell by that funky music in the background, we're flat out of time. I want to thank you for joining us. We had a great time this morning. Hope you did, too. Got a wonderful Saturday here at the Computer Talk Bunker. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a safe, sane, sober weekend. When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.